The book is out. Unacceptable. Melissa Court and Jennifer Levitz, the authors. Let's talk about this college admission scandal. A new book from you and yours, Jennifer, breaking this incredible story. So let's get right into the conversation. Good morning, Jennifer. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yep. Obviously, this topic not going away. You are a national reporter for The Wall Street Journal in Boston, covering general news and more. Congratulations on your Pulitzer finalist winnings. And, of course, along with Melissa Korn, where you broke the story and now you write about it in Unacceptable. What's this last year been like for you?
It's been crazy. This story has just unfolded in rapid speed, and every time you think you've heard a lot, you start to hear more. It's led to now charges against 55 people, dozens of parents. They're continuing to be sentenced. So it's been covering the breaking news, covering the court, down at the court a lot, and then writing the book and trying to dig into the why and how far it went and the whole scene.
Yes, and of course your tagline, privilege, deceit, and the making of the college admissions scandal. So let's bring into basically how you broke the story and what you write about in your latest.
Well, the story actually came out in an announcement by the U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, and it sort of shook the whole college admissions landscape, and that was day in March in 2019. And that was, of course, everyone knows, Rick Singer, the Newport Beach, California college counselor, and he'd been helping wealthy parents in getting their kids into school by having their scores on their college entrance exams fixed and bribing coaches to present their kids as playing sports that they often didn't even play. So, but we wanted to look at sort of why this happened and how it happened and what the motivations were. So we set out and did, more than 150 interviews and tried to talk with people to get insights into what was going on here, who he was. So I think people are amazed, but maybe also recognizing little bits of life they know. I mean, the competition on every level that can pervade some of these some places.
Yes. Again, exclusive insights into parents that provided well-rounded assessments of their motivations. Can you talk about a few of the whys and expand into a how or two?
Yeah, sure, sure. I mean, I think what the parents gave different reasons for why they did this. I think that they came down to three main things, which were ego, their own ego, about where their kid went to school, and their own insecurity, and then also misguided love. Sort of, they didn't want their kids to experience any kind of disappointment. So I can think of, one parent who she had always just tried really hard to not have her kids fail. She didn't want them to go without. She just did everything for them. They were going to really good schools. And, she wanted her son to go to the school that he wanted to go to. But she didn't keep his grades were, he did really well on his tests, but his grades were B's. And she was very worried about that. So she hired a college counselor and Rick Singer, and this led to her having him fix her son's test so that he could just get a higher score and get into a school he wanted. But I think in that case, it was kind of sad because the kid was going to do okay anyway. Yeah. So, he didn't even really want to go to this big name school, from what I understand. he would have been fine with a lesser place. So I think it was more about, in that case, the parent and seeing, you know, their children's success is a reflection of themselves.
Again, writing about class divisions, modern parenthood, how far the privileged will go to preserve their status. Because, this is current, and again, your book, Unacceptable, is out. Are we still doing this?
I think that, as one parent wrote me, he said, and his daughter goes to one of these schools in the book, and he said that he felt that these parents were just extreme examples of, I guess he called it a sickness that still exists. Just this kind of people looking at, you know, being very invested in their kids' success. And a judge, I thought, said it really well. He said the issue here wasn't about parents wanting to get their kids into school. This was about them wanting to get into a very particular school. So I think this idea of like, people just get focused on a handful of brand name schools when there's lots of great schools out there.
What's their takeaway message, Jennifer Levitz, from your work, from your investigation?
Well, I think that that Mateo Sloan, one of the kids I talked to, said it really well. He said that they exposed a larger problem of parents being too invested in their kids' lives and an inability to count their children's accomplishments as their own. And he said that, if he had a message, it was just to let the kids breathe and to not worry because, that maybe they're more resilient than you think.
There you are. All right, we'll continue reading and obviously continue following the investigation broken by you and yours. Unacceptable, Privilege, Deceit, and the Making of the College Admission Scandal. How do we find out more information, Jennifer?
Thank you.
Do you have a website for the book? How do we find out more?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, you can you can get the book certainly on Amazon or Goodreads, Barnes & Noble. We'd love to hear what people think.
That's what it's all about. I simply the messenger. Unacceptable. Thank you, Jennifer. Take care.